We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What a big weekend in the Berg. You like music? You like football? You like baseball? We got the Pony League World Series South, and we got your Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Seattle Seahawks tomorrow night at Acrisure Stadium. KDK-TV's preseason coverage will be hosted by the one and only Bob Pompiani, who joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Robert, good morning.
Happy Iggy Iwe Bunye to you, Larry.
We were just talking about studying to learn the pronunciations of the players, and with preseason, there are about 90 guys on a roster, so that's 180 names you got to know. And in your case, doing play-by-play, this is almost, what, a quarter of a century you've been doing these preseason games for the Steelers.
Yes, it is, and it's always double the roster. Double the pleasure, Larry. You know how it is. You're doing the PA, so you have the same responsibilities. Some of these names are a little bit interesting to pronounce, especially if you first look at them without any help, because then you're just guessing. And they do have a linebacker, and you've helped me through calling him Iwe Bunye, and that's how we're going to do it, Ezra.
Sounded good.
Give me a Larry Richard introducing him for a Seattle Seahawk coming out of the field.
Tackled by Iggy.
I love that.
Yeah, so I would say this is one of the most highly anticipated preseason games because of the quarterback thing and so much. Looks like the weather's going to be perfect and people just excited to get back to football. And there's a new wrinkle to this for you. Now, KDK-TV's carrying the game, but the Steelers are producing it, and I understand it'll be airing in Mexico, and with the NFL's new app, people around the country at Steelers Nation will be able to watch the game too.
Yeah, it's a new endeavor, and it's been fun. There are a lot of new people involved in it, but Charlie and I remain in the booth with Missy down on the sidelines, which is good. Amanda Baliones Renner is coming in to do this, along with Max Starks for a pregame show, and she's one of my favorite people. A local girl from Upper St. Clair, and she's really terrific on CBS golf coverage, and she's going to be joining us as well. So that'll be fun. It's going to be great. Got some outstanding, talented people behind the scenes, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Bob, you make it look so easy, really. And Larry, you make it sound so easy at Heinz Field. But Larry, you had a six-hour course the other day on the way things are going to happen. Bob, you spent countless hours getting ready for each game. It's amazing what you've got, the work that people don't see.
No, it's always that way, Kevin, but that's how it is. You know, ultimately, they're not supposed to see anything other than what they see on the air, and hopefully right. It goes smooth. And there is so much involved. And, boy, you start breaking it down with all the background information, all the cameras, all the responsibilities from the people involved as producers, directors, and everybody else. And it all has to come together as it happens, which is the hardest challenge. And, you know, there are going to be times there are technical issues. There are going to be times there are little mistakes here and there. And that's fine, except we're going to keep moving through it. And I'm anxious to get it going. It should be fun. And you're right, guys, this is going to be the most anticipated preseason game. Although the preseason games are always, I think, pretty well watched, mostly because there are guys you want to get to know, rookies at all positions. And this year just happens to be, of course, the quarterback after 18 years of Ben Roethlisberger. So that takes it up even to a higher level.
So, that said, Coach Mike Tomlin says Mitch Trubisky will start, followed by Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. We'll see all three at some point through the course of the game tomorrow night. But we've heard ad nauseum the talk about the quarterbacks. But you tweeted something interesting, most encouraging stories at camp, and one of those is this rookie receiver, George Pickens.
Yeah, he's been. Oh, it's hard. It's hard to miss him out there, guys. I mean, he's wearing Lima Swede's old number, so hopefully that's not a bad sign. But Number 14 is everywhere. He's going up. He's a big kid out of Georgia. He had an ACL problem last year that kept him out most of the year, but he came back for their big game at the end of the season and really looked like he had never had one. But he has been making plays. He's big. He's lanky. In time, he'll put on more weight, more muscle. But he's fat. He can do a lot of things. He can slant you. He can take you deep. He can beat you with route running. And it's going to be interesting to see just how far he takes this, because right now he looks like the best player in camp.
Yeah, and on Monday I was out at Memorial Stadium, met my nephew up there who drove up from Washington, D.C., and George Pickens was the person he came to see. He wanted to see him practice and see what that was all about. How about the defensive line? What's going to happen there?
Well, the defensive line, I think, is in pretty good shape, actually, if injuries stay away. They brought in Larry Ogunjobi, and he was a guy who had a really big offer in Chicago, like $40 million, but it was rejected after he failed a physical, and the Steelers were a little bit concerned by that on his foot, but he passed their physical here, signed a one-year deal. I'll tell you, if he plays the way he's capable of playing, and last year with Cincinnati, after several years in Cleveland, he had 7 sacks. He is from a defensive end. He's very comparable to what Stephon Tuitt has done here in Pittsburgh. So if this guy can do it at that level, that would certainly help Cam Hayward. And, of course, Tyson Alualu is back. If those three guys are healthy for the lion's share of this, it makes their defensive line and maybe their run-stop problems, which we saw last year, go away significantly. They also have other guys there, too. Kevin, Isaiah Loudermilk, I've been impressed with. He's a big 6'7" guy they drafted last year. I think he's going to be really good this year. And you got the Davis brothers, but specifically the new Davis they brought in, their twins, Khalil Davis, has looked very good in this camp as well.
Well, we're looking forward to the coverage, KDKA-TV, tomorrow night at 7, the pregame at 6:30 with Bob Papiani and Charlie Batch in the booth again. And, Pomp, we appreciate you getting up a little early for us for a preview. Thank you, and we'll look forward to your coverage tomorrow night. You'll hear me screaming in the background.
Yes, I want to hear you say, Iggy. No, you won't say it. Just
Iye Booney Way.
Hear me say Iggy. Not be dry. Hey, you know, Iggy.
All right. And I understand you and your wife, Lisa, were at Billy Joel last night sitting on the stage. As usual, there's a seat for you at every event that's up front. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Brought to you by Pennsylvania Western University, and we welcome Mary from Mount Lebanon, our contestant this hour. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm ready to rock and roll. This is going to be a huge weekend. You ready to win some money?
Let's do it.
David McCullough, the Pulitzer Prize author, passed away this week. Where was he born?
Pittsburgh.
Carol O'Connor played what character on All in the Family?
Archie Bunker.
Jerry Garcia was a member of what rock band?
Grateful Dead.
What jersey number does Mitch Trubisky wear for the Steelers?
Oh, he is my old Buffalo Bills guy. Number 6?
Well, I'm going to reveal this answer since everyone will know after this weekend. He's starting tomorrow night. He's wearing Cordell Stewart's old number, 10.
Oh.
Well, we appreciate you trying. Mary, what do you do?
I am a professional shopper.
That's sweet.
Wait, stay on the line. Kevin needs you.
Retail therapy, and I don't spend my own money. It's great.
That is so cool. So what do people do? They obviously pay you to shop. Is this for anything or just groceries or clothes or what?
For a company, a department store.
Oh,
you're the person that goes in and sees if everybody's working properly, right? Like a secret shopper?
Well, I could tell you, but
then I'd get fired.
Yeah. Then she'd have to kill you, Kevin. All right, Mary, thanks for playing the game. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's 823 News Radio KDKA. Back to school. You're going to hear a lot about that. We got a lot going on when it comes to back to school. We have an event presented by Frank Walker Law. Help a student get a head start on the new year by donating a new stuffed backpack at any Pittsburgh area original mattress factory.
We'd had those professional shoppers stop into the motorcycle shop in Annapolis, Maryland every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
You never knew who they were. They were good.
All right.
Get you every time. Hey, we had that hologram out from the Field of Dreams game last night between the Cubs and the Reds and asked if it was creepy or cool. It's the legendary broadcaster, the late Harry Carey. They brought him back. It was magnificent. It's creepy, too, at the same time because it's not real. It looks real. It looked like he was up in the booth at the stadium. It was just a light show. It was just an image. It was unbelievable how technology has moved forward. So I retweeted it at Kevin Battle and some quotes on that, some comments on that. Greg McAtee says, it's rather creepy. T says, it's cool. Great for that venue. Bring all back all the greats. Brian says, really cool. Batty says, creepy. Tim says, the only thing missing from that booth was a six-pack of Budweiser.
I saw that. Yeah, check that out at Kevin Battle. It's actually this Field of Dreams thing. And I'm still a big believer in the magic of radio, especially with baseball and our football coverage on Friday nights. We had John Fedko on from the Fedko Zone. You remember WPXI for 30 years. He is on our team now. In 2 weeks from tonight, he'll be anchoring our coverage.
And his son was on a team that played at the Field of Dreams right. on Tuesday night, a minor league game.
Right. Pretty great connection, and happy to have John Fedko with us.
Have all that activity down there. The only thing that's not happening this weekend is a Pirates game, and we're not going to be talking to Joe Block because he's nighty-night on the West Coast.
Yeah.
In San Francisco. The Pirates fell yesterday to the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks took 3 of 4. The Orioles took 2 of 3. So I was expecting a little more from the Pirates against the Diamondbacks. Similar records, all that other stuff, but it just didn't work out. Whatever.
And if you missed it, last hour we announced our new addition to our team. High School Football lives on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. And this year we've added John Fedko, the man who revolutionized Friday Night Lights. He's back on the air with us. He left WPXI in semi-retirement in December of 2010, and he really hasn't done things on the air. And he was very passionate about joining KDK Radio. The Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine High School Game of the Week is already 2 weeks from tonight as Mount Lebanon will visit Gateway.
And John Fedko, very excited, very grateful for the opportunity to come back and have fun. And he's really excited to see Pittsburghers again, you know, in his environment at a high school game. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
People are going to go nuts when see him at games.
Haven't seen him in 10 years.
Yeah, the parents of the kids, you know, the current kids might not know and remember, but everybody else does. Everybody we asked is like, "Oh yeah, right, Rob Taylor, you Central Catholic guy, certainly he did a few of your games."
I'm very excited for this. I mean, that was big time. The helicopter, the Fedko signs, F-E-D-K-O.
We bought him a little drone. We couldn't afford the full chopper, but maybe down the road if things go well. So, yeah, 2 weeks from tonight, Dan Zangrilli and our team, including Robert Mangino. We'll talk to Robert coming up here in the next half hour. He's in for Marty Griffin. So, other than that, and if you're looking for entertainment, we also have the Pony League World Series down in Washington, PA this weekend. So, we got it going on here in Pittsburgh. But the national news focused on the Justice Department.
Yeah, there's two things on the national news. You have John Fetterman going to come back to campaigning finally since his stroke and heart surgery in May. He'll be up in Erie tonight. And on the national level, Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke yesterday about the FBI raid on former President Trump's house, Mar-a-Lago.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
So what were they looking for? We're not 100% sure. Everybody's asking, well, can we see the details of what is in the warrant?
Yeah.
Former President Trump's personally and his team pushing for that.
Yeah, he said, release the documents now. He decried the search of his home as un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary. Quote, not only will I not oppose the release of the documents, I am going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents. The U.S. magistrate, Bruce Reinhart, will decide whether to release those documents or not. Here's the deal. They're saying that he mishandled some classified information that was packed up by others and sent to his house while he was still president. He has them now. The FBI was at his Mar-a-Lago resort in June. He was cooperating with them. They're locked in a certain room. The FBI raided the house on Monday. And now the Washington Post reported last night through anonymous sources, so this is always scary when they do the anonymous sources thing, that the classified documents related to a nuclear weapons issue were among the items the FBI sought in the search for the former president's home. That's according to people familiar with the investigation who were anonymous. I don't like that. I don't like that the Washington Post put that out there yet. You know, there's an issue about trying to be first, but when you don't have it may be true, it may not be true, but when you can't back it up in your first report, I think they should lay low on that one.
And back to John Fetterman for just a moment. We anticipate talking to him, and we have reached out, and they have so far declined. But now that John Fetterman is back on the campaign trail, KDK-TV's John Delano asked him about being out there.
I'm just grateful. I mean, I'm just grateful. That was a very grave situation at the time, and it could have, if it would have happened at 1 a.m, or if it would have happened in like Elk County, for example, I probably wouldn't be with you right now.
And I'm so that is in reference to a stroke in his heart condition that nearly took his life. But
yeah, he was not following the doctor's advice, and he admits that he has to now, and recommends everybody else follow their doctor's advice.
But he appeared to be in good health. He's lost some weight, clearly, but John Fetterman is back on the campaign trail, and over the course of the next 90 days, you'll hear more and more from the candidates for U.S. Senate and governor.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.